Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are online all the darn time at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart. Joining me in the studio, our special guest rambler, BPP editor Tricia McKinney. We call this the news you can't really use, but Tricia, I actually think you can use this.
I can use some of this news for sure.
A, amuse yourself, and B, entertain others, or C, a Google or two.
Yes, okay. I agree.
Let's hit the news. The first one, it will make you giggle because this subject is always funny in my opinion.
Yes.
And most 10-year-old boys' opinions.
I must be a 10-year-old boy.
You and me.
This is a story I was born to tell. So there is a profile in the British newspaper The Guardian today of a vaudeville-style performer called Mr. Methane. He calls himself a flatulist. I would call him a fartiste. His talent is that he can fart at will. He's actually been on Howard Stern.
Oh, yes, he has.
And the news peg is that Mr. Methane is going to be performing at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival next month.
Sometimes he calls himself Mr. Methane.
Yeah, I think he's got that accent, Mr. Methane. I call him Mr. Methane anyway. So the reason I was born to tell this story is I have, for years, I have been interested in and at times obsessed with his fartistic predecessor, who's a French music hall performer from the 19th century. His name was, he was called Le Pedoman. And he was this middle-class guy. His name was Joseph Pujol. And he claimed that one day when he was a kid, he was out swimming and suddenly started taking quantities of seawater in his backside. He thought he was going to die. He swam to shore. The water came out. He's like, what's happening to me? So according to his biography, which of course I read, that is how he became aware of his amazing sphincter.
I like that you have that in quotes.
Well, it's from the book.
Yeah.
So the logical next step for this guy is a stage act. So, you know, and of course no one's ever really seen this act because there were no motion pictures with sound, so all you can rely on are descriptions of what these performances were like. People apparently laughed so hard they had to be escorted out by, you know, escorted out. They would faint. And so anyway, he was very classy. He wore a white tie and tails.
Oh, really?
He would stand up on stage and with this kind of classy facade, and then he would do things like suck water out of a bowl with his behind and expel it back in. He always cleaned himself before every performance. He would put a tube in there and use it to play a flute. He did fart impressions of people, animals, things going on. I love this act. I once worked on a play about this act.
Where is this going?
With the Flying Karamazov brothers, and they recreated his act, but they had to use, like, gas canisters to do it. So anyway, back to Mr. Methane. He is not highbrow like Le Pedoman. He wears green spandex with a bright purple bottom. He lays down. He spreads his legs. He puts a microphone up to his behind. You know, Howard Stern type stuff. But anyway, here's Mr. Methane playing Green Sleeves. NPR, I'm going out with a bang, I guess.
No kidding. This is my favorite part about, she's the editor of the show. She's the one that's supposed to keep us in line.
Supposed to keep us classy, but
wow.
Oh my goodness. So happy.
I love that you say you were born to tell that story.
I was. I love this story.
I've known you a long time. I never knew that.
Oh, really?
Okay. The next story. Hip-hop star Nas. He's going to help protest Fox News over what he calls Obama smears. He's joined a group called colorofchange.org, also part of moveon.org. They're going to deliver a petition today of over 500,000 signatures saying that Fox has been involved, Fox News specifically, has been involved in what Nas and the group calls race baiting and Obama smears. Remember when they called a terrorist fist jab? They described Michelle Obama and Barack Obama when he gave his big speech. And
I think that was in one lower third. I mean, I don't
know. No, she said it. Edie Hill said it.
Okay.
Obama's wife as baby mama was the lower third graphic. Now, the reason that this group hooked up with Nas was that they caught wind of one of his songs, which actually takes a shot at Fox News. Let's take a listen.
Watch what you're watching. Fox keeps feeding us toxins. Stop sleeping. Start thinking outside of the box and unplug from the Matrix doctrine. But watch what you say. Big brother is watching. Watch what you're watching. Fox keeps.
So we shall see what happens when these signatures are delivered.
Do you think we'll see it on Fox?
Look, there's a rapper at our doorstep.
All right, so moving on. You know, penguins and polar bears are at opposite sides of the globe. Penguins down at south, polar bears up north. But there's an Australian ecologist who says if the worst predictions of global warming come true, polar bears may have to be relocated, maybe to the South Pole. It's an article in the journal Science. He says assisted colonization, helping them adapt to an alternate habitat, could be one of the few ways you could preserve that species. But of course, another biologist from Duke says shipping polar bears to Antarctica is a bad idea because, you know, invasive species can wreak havoc. You don't know what would happen if you sent the polar bears to live with the penguins. I think you might know.
I think we might know. And you know what? I think that's going to be it for the Ramble today. You can get these stories online at our website, npr.org/Brian Park. That was a memorable ramble, Tricia.
Thanks, Allison.